This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane.
Talk show with Coach Trish Hannah. Hello. Welcome everyone to Your Lane Talk Show. This is your girl, Coach Trish. Listen, let me tell y'all something. My voice a little messed up today, but don't watch nothing. That's not gonna stop the show, okay? I have y'all to know that I'm still going to use this beautiful voice that God has given me to make sure the word is out for today. Now, I want you to know, I'm glad to have you on. I'm glad to have you here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm just having little technical difficulties with the intro. Let me see if I could delete this real quick. There you go. There you go, Facebook. Okay, we're good now. All right, so, yeah. So, for those who are tuning in to us for the first time, Your Lane Talk Show is a show where we empower, encourage, and educate women of all ages. Now, since I started this show on this side, because, you know, I was down the road, on this side, we have been playing or featuring some gender-neutral shows. Like, we had males calling in, and we had that on Star FM as well, but more males are listening and tuning in, which is fine. So we welcome the males to continue to tune in to Your Lane Talk Show. Even though it's a show for women, you know, we want to ensure that everyone gets whatever it is that we have to offer. Okay, so welcome, welcome, welcome. Last week, we closed our independence celebration with Sweet Bohemian Memories, diving into the delicious legacy of Mortimer's candy. Now, listen, Mr. Kale Mortimer said, Trishawn, it is not Mortimer's Candy Kitchen. I don't know why y'all behemoths, my guests giving me the look like, what? That ain't what it is. Listen, I've been saying that. I've been saying that for 41 years because I met Mortimer's next to my daddy's store. No, it is just Mortimer's Candies. Behemoths just put the little candy kitchen on there. That's all right. Y'all know we like to mess up people's name, but that's all right. You still go there for your peanut. You still go there for your cotton candy and your Benny cake and them. So no matter what the name is, we know where to go to get the good stuff, right? Now, he was just talking to us. He is the great-grandson of the founders of Mortimer's Candy. It was such a wonderful, tasty, if I may add, a conversation with Kale last week. And, of course, it was rich with nostalgic moments and memories, especially for me with my father having a convenience store right next to Mortimer's Candy. So it was like nothing for him to get whatever it is that I desired and bring it back to the store when I was there and visiting. All right. So, of course, if you want to go and check that show out, it's episode 139. Okay. And Go and get it. Go and get it. It's Sweet Bahamian Memories, diving into the delicious legacy of Mortimer's Candy Kitchen. Now, we are shifting into something just as rich, okay? It's just as rich, but on a deeper spiritual level now. For the entire month of August, we're starting a brand new series called Won't He Do It? Won't He Do It? A powerful lineup of testimonies that highlight the goodness, grace, and faithfulness of God. And today, we're kicking things off with a topic that hits home for many, many, many people. And it's about church hurt. Yes, we are going there, Tate. Now, because we know that healing can't begin until truth is spoken, right? So we ensure that we get the truth in, especially for those who are listening and have experienced it. So if you have experienced this, turn the volume up a little bit more. If you know someone who has experienced church hurt, go ahead and share the link. Tell them where we can be heard, which is Guardian 96.9 FM dial, channel 969 on cable, BTC Flow channel 612, the Guardian Radio app for Android and Apple users, and on the website www.guardiantalkradio.com. I can't leave myself out, because you could also see us here on Facebook, Your Lane Life Coaching, or on YouTube. Just go to Coach Trish Hanna, and we're live and we're beautiful. Joining me in studio is a brave and beautiful couple who've walked through spiritual manipulation, emotional pain, and disappointment within the church, but who also found God's love beyond the people, beyond the building, and beyond the hurt. Before we ask them to introduce themselves, I just want to just say, hey, if you have been in a state where you've been hurt before and you want to talk about it, you want to share it briefly because we only got an hour, you can go ahead and give us a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. We also have a text number, 422-4796, okay? And for those, of course, my dedicated Facebook listeners, you can actually type in whatever it is that you want to say as well. Now, I have a question. The question for the day is this. Have you ever been so hurt by church folk that you almost walk away from God? And if you have, what stopped you? If you didn't, what stopped you? That is a question for my audience today. Have you ever been so hurt by church folk that you almost walk away from God? So I'm going to say the numbers again, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. If you want to text your information, 422-4796. Your Lane Talk Show, episode 140. Won't He Do It? The series, I Survived Church Hurt, is brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Emmanuel Medical Center, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros. So real quick, I want to introduce our guest to you. So let me see if I can fix this properly. Katrina, come over a little bit so we can get Dion in this shot, please. Dion, people could see you from the Guardian Radio app, but they can't see you on the Facebook app. We'll make sure. There you go. Get these beautiful faces. We have with us in studio Dion and Katrina Conliff. They're our guests for today. The Conliffs have been married for 18 years and are the proud parents of three beautiful children. While their journey spans nearly two decades, the last 6 years have been marked by deep healing, surrender, and spiritual transformation. On July 7th, 2024, they renewed their vows, a prophetic act that signified a new beginning in unity and divine purpose. Katrina is passionate. She's a passionate teacher and literacy advocate, while Dion serves as a fireman with the Royal Bahamas Police Force. I'm biased, I just saying. And is the founder of Illuminate Safety. Together, they lead a life group with churches that heal, creating safe spaces for emotional and spiritual restoration. Their story is one of grace as God shifted their marriage from his permissive will into his perfect will, divine will, restoring not only love, but legacy. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm excited to hear their testimony. I'm excited to hear how they have gone through this church hurt, manipulation, all of that, right? But before we get into the deep conversation, I want to give them a little icebreaker. Nothing too hard. I want you all to finish this question for me, this sentence. So other than what we have already shared with your bio, right? So finish this. One thing people would be surprised to learn about us as a couple is, who going first? One thing people should be surprised to learn about us as a couple is.
I don't even know how to answer that.
Orgy.
Surprise to know about us.
Y'all should see how these two, for those who are on the radio, y'all should see how these two looking at each other. I don't know what's going on here. The answer ain't on her face, sir. The answer's not on his face, ma'am.
Okay.
Let's go.
So it has to be something that they don't already know.
Yeah,
so.
I only get two sentences for y'all. So give us something that we'd be surprised to learn about y'all too, as a couple. That's who are they? Someone around me the other day said my icebreakers says don't be icebreakers. They just have you thinking. That's good. I like that. Katrina, you want to go and give Dion a chance to think?
I don't know.
I giving y'all BGCSE lifebreakers, icebreakers. I don't know what's going on here.
I really don't know.
So watch Digger give me the answer 4 o'clock in the morning, tomorrow morning, sometime. Oh, Trish, I got the answer.
I don't know.
Y'all ain't know? Something
that did.
Besides
what?
What? He had braids and earrings in his hair.
Well, that's nice. That's something. But as a couple.
Oh, as a couple.
You see, because she was very specific. I get that. Yeah.
Say that.
I can let y'all think, because we got to go. Remember now, the saying down the road, we had an hour and a half down there. Okay, we got an hour here. So I don't know if we can get into it real quick before our break. Yeah, we have time? Perfect. What we're going to do is we want y'all to walk with us, okay, through the experience of how you survived the church hurt. We ain't going way back yonder, but we're going right enough for where the hurt started, where it rooted from, and then we're going to work our way until we get our break. Yeah? So who's going to go first?
So, well, I need to make a correction.
Yes, sir.
We've actually been married 20 years. July 2nd, just gone.
Well, someone, all I did was copy and paste.
So you know what? This is going to answer that question.
There you go.
Something that people would be surprised to know.
Yeah.
That's a surprise. We've been married 20 years.
Okay.
That's
fine. We're going to get it together.
You know.
Get it together, Katrina.
I always do that.
Okay.
See, you went to Katrina.
Yes.
If you wanted thick information like that, yeah, you would have to come to
me. But listen, yeah, I've been doing the show for 3 years, right? I have had husband and wives on my show numerous of times. Believe it or not, the husband never knows. The husband always off. The husband just don't know the answers. And the wife knows all.
Elephanting and anomie with specific things.
With your mind. I love that.
Yeah, specific things. Yeah, elephanting and anomie.
Okay. So let's get into... So that's wonderful to know. It's been 20 years, and I love it. Let's get into the church hurt situation. Now, as I said before, and they know this is a very sensible couple. We're not calling names. We're not calling churches names, okay? But we're going to go straight into it because I heard a little piece of the story, and I said, Lord, these people need to know how this thing go. Let's hear it.
I'll always start on about telling on myself.
Yes.
I know it now, but at the time, but no, let me start here. Every time you get closer to somebody, more of who that person is will be revealed.
Yes.
That's the good and the bad.
I believe that.
I'll start with my maturity level. So as much as mature as you think you are, when I was then, I wasn't as mature spiritually as I thought I was. The beauty, what I loved about it is, even in that state, God still places something in you for more.
Mm-hmm.
I was hungry for something. I just didn't know how to acclimate it. I didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this wasn't it. Where I was at the time, where I was serving at the time, I just know I needed more.
Mm.
So in my mind, I attempted to stay where I was at while still trying to seek information as to how to get more. Not realizing then, because I could say this in retrospect, I could say this now, that he was actually calling me out. Mm. Because I wasn't listening. On my wife's end, he was talking and dealing with her. Because she was experiencing some things too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, God just, the way he works is amazing. I'll say it like this. I was always a dreamer. Always. It never stops. My wife never was. But she started dreaming.
Mm. I could go right there, but I have to take a break real quick. But I have you all to know, God speaks to whoever's listening.
Yes.
God speaks to whoever's listening. When he sees y'all as one. All right? Let's take a quick break. Let's take a quick break. That's how excited I am. And then we get back, we'll hear the testimonies.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Eric has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Air Wick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Air Wick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment. Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere, on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
At Emmanuel Medical Center, we promote and encourage physical, mental, and spiritual health and wellness in an affordable, evidence-based package. Our team of medical professionals offer a wide range of services, including hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol management, child and adolescent health care, primary health care for adults, confidential screening and management of STIs, as well as a full suite of mental health services. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 393-9355. That's 393-WELL. Emmanuel Medical Center, helping you achieve wellness.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
Thank you. Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back. For those who are just joining us, we're talking about church hurt. We have a couple that has experienced manipulation within their marriage, and we are just about to hear, so you don't really miss too much. We're about to hear the foundation, because we want to get somewhere. So we're going to hear how it started, and I don't know if Katrina want to continue, or Dion, you going to continue? Katrina's going to, okay.
Okay, so I'll start from... When I was young, I had just went into teaching, in terms of a teaching job, still at CLB at the time. And I had a mother wound. I didn't have language for it at the time. And I ended up working for someone. And in doing that, I guess they were saying what I needed or what I craved in terms of my woundedness. So because of my need of the person at the time, I cling to them. I stayed at the job for a very long time, despite, I remember when they said to me that how it looks, them dropping me to the church that I attended at the time, and they have a church. And because I wanted a mother's love so bad, even though I, you know, like, you knew something was not right about it, mm-hmm. but my wound spoke louder than anything else. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I left the church that I was a part of to be where the person was. Dion.
So, I'm sorry, you met this person at work?
Yeah, when I went for a job interview.
Right.
But I didn't know they were. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And then I just felt like, okay, you know, like I said, I wanted a mother's love. I wanted to be loved. I wanted someone to, and she was saying the right things. Oh, you remind me so much of you. You're such a this, da, 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 whatever. And anyway, so over a period of time, I was doing my BGCSC, and I met this young man right here.
Mm-hmm. That one.
This one. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we started dating. We got married very quickly, and when we got married, we got married because they were like, y'all should get married, really and truly.
The same person.
Now, right.
Right.
But we didn't look at it. We didn't see it at that time, you know what I mean? So we didn't really, we knew each other, but we were very young. Like, I wasn't exposed because as a child, I was molested, so I was very sheltered in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm.
So she knew nothing about boyfriends.
No, okay. I really wasn't exposed.
Lord, I need my turn to do that. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so we got married. By the time Dion, I think you would end up getting called into the force like a couple months after we got married.
So we weren't together a year before we got married.
But is that because God told y'all to? Or that's because?
No, because.
Let's call her Sue. That's
yeah,
because
Sue told
y'all to get married. Okay.
It was more ago.
So from then.
Convinced, because she did what you know a parent
so
would do.
So where's Sue find you from?
No.
So y'all.
I took her to the interview.
Right.
Right.
So because.
Y'all were dating at that time.
Yeah, we were dating at the time.
Okay.
We were dating at the time. And she went on the interview. I took her for her first interview. Mm-hmm. She was hired. They developed a mother kind of daughter and boss relationship.
Yeah.
That's what it was. And because of my proximity to Katrina,
yeah.
Then, you know, I got to know. She ended up leaving the ministry she was attending mm-hmm. to attend
Katrina. Not yes. the ministry.
To attend Sue's ministry.
Sue's ministry. Y'all, right. We're calling us Sue, y'all. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. Mm-hmm. And of course, by me visiting, I saw somebody I knew who yes. I used to work with from one of my old hotels who happened to be Sue's brother.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, hey, what's happening, man? You know, this is it's almost like a reunion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I attended it. I became a member of the church, too. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And he got saved.
You know, I got saved. I got saved at the previous church she attended to.
Okay.
Yeah. She took a risk with me. I wasn't saved. She was saved.
Okay.
Them night classes so she was talking about.
You wasn't saved, but Sue told her who was saved to go marry you.
By time as the marriage convincing happened, I was already saved.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. All right. So ain't that bad. Right now.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. So anyway, so time went on. We got married. They did a lot for us in terms of the marriage, the wedding mm-hmm. and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And we, he went to on the police for us. I think I was pregnant before the second year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pregnant by before the second year. So of course now at this time, we think like when we get married, like, married, like a lot of things will go away, but everything for me in terms of everything I had suppressed came surface. And worse was when I had my daughter, because at the time I was like, okay, because I knew within myself, I knew that I started to see what was going on in our relationship, my relationship with Sue. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna have this baby, and when I have this baby, she's gonna love me. And so I didn't have to worry mm-hmm. or anything like that. So I remember everything surfaced, the smell of the person who molested me, the memory, everything came. And I went to Sue and I told Sue what was going on. And she mm-hmm. was like, you need to grow up. You're a woman.
Oh.
So I was like, I was confused. And I thought I was crazy because mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm experiencing some like real triggers, traumatic, mm-hmm. and I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And the person who I thought like would understand, this is what they were saying to me. So at that time, I was holding back in terms of intimacy with Dion mm-hmm. because, like I said, I feel like I was being violated and all of this and all of that was happening. And anyway, time went on. Let's just say it was a lot of where moments like that where I was told, like, I need to be mature, I need to be an adult. But I was really dealing with a lot of wounds that came up in terms of me.
She never suggested therapy.
No, never suggested therapy. She just said, grow up, you're a married woman. mm-hmm. And I thought that's what I needed to do. But the more I tried to do that, the more things started to surface. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, he is trying to navigate how to
deal with
me. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, he 20, we all two of us. Two of us, like 22, 23. Yeah.
Right.
So we don't really know what is what. We don't have anyone up. My parents, you know, they only were able to give us what they were able to give us mm-hmm. as parents, the same thing. So we navigating, like, we just, you know, trying to figure out, I at him, he at me. Things was not well at
There's
all.
A lot
like,
of marital issues. Lot,
right, came up. And anyway, so time went on. At the time, I had my daughter. Like, a lot happened in between, a lot of, you know, not going into. But I had my daughter, then I had my son. And I remembered this, I visited this church, and it was the first time I heard about the message of grace. Because at the time, I was told, like, we were in a church where you had to be the church 6 days of the week. If you was in the church 6 days of the week,
you ain't saved.
You ain't saved. Mm-hmm.
Without actually saying that right. was the... That was the culture.
Right.
Yeah.
And so at this time, I was still at COB trying to finish my schooling. I had these kids, and I'm like, okay, how am I going to do all this? So anyway, someone invited me to this church. And the first time I heard the message of grace, it was different from the way I heard it before in the church that I was a part of. Mm-hmm. It was more like, you know, like God isn't going to not love me because I'm not able to come to church 6 days of the mm-hmm. week. You know, it was like that kind of way. And then I started to see things differently. I started to like question things, and then I started to use my voice because I was really muzzled at the time. And I started to use my voice, and when I started to use my voice, I was told like I was being rebellious or, you know, I rude and all of these things, but I wasn't rude. One particular time I remember, I was in the kitchen, and before I even get there, I remembered visiting this church, and they had people stalking me. Remember that, dear? Literally, I didn't even know.
So church members were stalking you.
He knew more about
that. Oh, Lord, go ahead.
Okay, so a lot. She shuffled through at least 8 years between where she started and where she ended to where she just stopped. But within that time, at the time where she left off, our marriage was almost in shambles, like literally. Because at the time, you heard her mention she visited another ministry. Mm-hmm. So she, at that time, she had already left the church.
No, I didn't leave it yet.
When you visited the ministry?
No, I didn't leave the ministry yet.
Okay. All right. Sorry. I'm going too far.
Yeah.
Okay. But even visiting another ministry on a Sunday while your church was having church or any other church, be like, hold on. How does that make sense? That was, like I said, that was the culture because you'd be confronted. They would ask you questions and all of this thing like this. But nevertheless, so our son and our daughter, my son and my youngest daughter, they are, what, 7 years apart?
Five
years apart. Okay. So, but fast track, we passed all of that. The kind of relationship they had, we actually grew close. I have to mention this. The pattern that God has set for his ministry, his church's body to follow, still functions today. And so I heard you mention that, Sue wasn't all bad. Good intentions, pure.
No, I said the beginning.
Talking about the beginning. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So I'm speaking specifically about the intention.
Right.
I wasn't saved. I got saved as a result of my wife here, because we started to
fornicate.
Do some things that wasn't supposed to happen. She said, only two things are going to happen. This one day, she heard a message that
Pastor Dave
Burrows preached then.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, and I don't mind calling her name, because that right. was a message that really,
positive.
That helped get me saved.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to me that day and she said, I have to crush the crush. What do you mean you have to crush the crush? What are you talking about? But anyway, long story short, she said, I don't know what you're going to do. But me, my relationship with God is more important than any other relationship there is. And I've already started to compromise on it because of what we're doing. This will never happen again. And so you have a decision to make. Either you get saved or this is it. And then she turned around and say, you got to take me home.
Well, she's on the ride.
But anyway, got saved as a result of her making a stance with her relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm painting the picture of the pattern.
Mm-hmm. Now, be mindful that we have a little limited time. Mm-hmm. So we want to get through, because we have a lot of questions.
Okay.
We want to get through, how is it? Okay, so let's get to the point. What specific situation or moment made you realize that what you were experiencing was spiritual manipulation or church hurt? Okay, let's get there.
So
yeah, she got to
start here. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so God started to visit me in dreams, like he said. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I needed to leave where I was working. And so I at first I was resistant. He showed me like this door, that I needed to go through the door. He said it was time to heal. Mm-hmm. This was in a dream. So in the dream, I was like, can Sue go in with me? Because remember, I had a level of codependency. Mm-hmm. Even though it was manipulation, it wasn't healthy. I had that. And then he was like, no, you know, you're going to do it, you know, basically by yourself, but I'm going to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so it took me like 2 years before I went through that door, like in the natural. Mm-hmm. And when I went through, he said, okay, you have to leave the job. So I told Dion, I told her, because at the time I'm thinking like, okay, she is someone, she hears from God. At least I still, that's how I guess in a lot of ways, I don't know if it's naive or whatever, but I thought she would have understood. So she was like, why would God do that? God isn't going to do that or, you know, whatever. So I started to doubt myself because at this time I didn't have intimacy relation with God, but I knew I started to hear from him. And so anyway, so I disobeyed God. I did not leave when he told me to leave because I was so, I just needed this particular person. So I didn't obey him. And it then started to get ugly because sometimes when we disobey God, you know, sometimes he's trying to protect us from things, but because of my disobedience, things started to get ugly. And when I said ugly, what I mean is she was like, so it was a situation where there was a situation where I had to speak up, which they were not used to. And then they messaged me and they said, do I still plan to resign? So I said, yes, but I'm not going to do it until the school year is up because, you know, we have a contract. I will wait until the contract is up. I spoke to two persons who work in HR and they told me, they said, if you sign, if you give the letter and you sign, you're going to forfeit what you're supposed to get.
So severance.
Right. And I was like, no, she isn't going to do it. I was offended when they said it. And I was like, why would you say that? She's not that type of person, blah, blah, blah. They was like, if you do it, that's what's going to happen. It got so bad that I didn't do it because I was wrestling with it, right? And they end up, so Sue ended up speaking to my coworkers, trying to get them to convince me to give her this letter so I could resign or whichever, whatever you call it. So it got so bad, even worse, she went to my husband.
Right.
And she asked him to get me to
try to convince you.
To convince me to give her this letter to resign. So anyway, so I, sadly, I did give it to her. And when I gave it to her, she told me that, don't come back to work. I will call you. So I still at the time, I still was in, I guess, in a bubble because I still didn't believe like she was going to do what the persons in HR advised me what was going to happen. How I knew is I saw when she deleted me out of the group, the WhatsApp group. That's from the, for the, from the school. She deleted me out of the group, and I was like, hold on now, why is she deleting me out of the group? And then when she deleted me out of the group, she told me, said, she asked me, now mind you, our son still was going to the school. So she said, when you, if you're picking up the baby, when you come to pick him up, there's going to be something here for you. And I was like, okay, I still didn't get it. When I got there, I met a letter there that says, that I resigned in lieu of 2 weeks' notice. And the person who was at the front gave it to me, the supervisor. You know, she knows me. You could tell it was difficult for her, but she, you know, gave it to me. So I was like confused. I was like, I don't understand. So we went in the office, right? Because you was with me. He went, we went.
Now I know y'all can't tell the whole story now because we done running out. So let's get to the main stuff. Yeah.
So anyway, so then we go on to the labor board. It was a whole mess. I prayed about it. I did not want it to be get any messier than it was already in terms of having to, you know, like take someone who is a spiritual leader to the labor board. Because I still, at this time, there's still soul ties, you understand? So it was a struggle. So I just, the labor board told me, because I can't go into details, the labor board person was like, you know, basically, I was manipulated, basically. And when they do that, there's a law for that as well. So she was basically saying, you could win this case, but I just leave it alone. I was like, you
so
know
how
what?
Did this affect? Because it's the same lady who's also the church leader.
Thank you.
So
I was about to bring this into perspective.
So how does this affect y'all in church, in the
Which, so after that, of course, I stopped going. I was definitely finished with the church by then. So what they did was they ordained...
Leading up before she mentioned this, leading up to there, leading up to this moment, some time has passed, and she's noticing that the treatment within the ministry, like preaching, they're throwing stones from the pulpit, You have everybody who's sitting right there in the congregation, mm-hmm. knowing that things are being preached directed to her, but they're looking around like, oh, they're uneasy because, oh my God, I can't believe that this is happening, mm-hmm. and all this thing. And not only that, what I didn't know is our kids are there too. Mm-hmm. And so now the strange kind of treatment is also now pushing down kids to our legacy as well. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't aware of this. In retrospect, I have all of this now.
Well, mm-hmm. our daughter started to express mm-hmm. certain names.
But that was after she left. But so I was ordained.
They ordained them to keep us.
Hold on. Real quick. So the leader of the church had a problem with you.
One of them.
Right? One of the leaders mm-hmm. of the church had a problem with you. However, they still... And you stopped going.
At the time. Yes.
Okay. But your husband continued ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Me and my kids were still there.
Y'all were still there.
So imagine the rift that did cause in the marriage.
Of course. And she was using it. That's the whole purpose of this show.
She was using it to advantage.
So
she was,
in the midst of all of that, you got ordained.
Right.
Intentionally.
Okay, go ahead.
And they ordained them. So at that time, I was praying about it. And I was like, you know, I want to support him. I don't mm-hmm. want to.
I did have that expectation that she would support me regardless.
Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, I prayed. I spoke to the person. You know, I said I wanted to support. I go on, get my hair done, everything. You know, mm-hmm. so dealing with what I'm dealing with, mm-hmm. Went in support. And when I went, literally, the message was about me.
That was one of the leaders.
So did the leader?
Not even them. It was
someone else.
Sorry, their spouse.
Someone else. The spouse.
Oh, the spouse was the
child. Yeah. Please, man, not the
and uh-huh. so they were, you know, just preaching at me. One of the persons who were there at the time, she said to us, who we know, she was like, she came to me after, and she said...
More than one person, actually.
Well, a few people came, mm-hmm. but she was like, the only reason why I didn't walk with this church is because I didn't have a ride. And she said, she told us, no, I think the person ended up, after that, the person ended up coming to my house, our house, mm-hmm. and bombing on the door to let them inside. And I was like, I'm not letting you inside yet. So anyway, I decided to go out. And then they started to say how... They basically give us what we had because we have a duplex. And they basically...
This is the leader telling you
right.
this.
Right. But that says, now mind you, that's so, coming on his mortgage.
Right.
That, I mean, on his salary. But of course, they help us, you know, like when you know someone, oh, I know this realtor.
Right.
It was like that.
Right.
But it wasn't like where they paid some money. Right.
So let me ask you, how did this affect your marriage?
It did. You could he'll speak more.
We argued a lot. The intimacy that Katrina mentioned was just almost out of the window. Mm-hmm. And the term intimacy is into me see. It's mm-hmm. a vulnerable state. It goes beyond mm-hmm. just sex. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, our daughter, or at least our children. At the time, so they because of the arguments they were affected too. My youngest daughter, who was always the life of a party, mm-hmm. she walk into the room. She extrovert. She's everybody gathers around her and all of this thing went into a shell because of what she was experiencing within the home. We were having a lot of arguments, and then on top of that too, our son he's younger, but then he still is experienced. So he's affected in his own way. So we were at odds, literally to a point where I believe my wife at the time was like seeking counsel mm-hmm. as far as divorce. So we were on the verge of a divorce.
Right. And then, too, what she did was because he felt like he was losing me, she used that as ammunition to get to him.
Mm-hmm. Saying some truths. Because deception has bits of truth in it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Some truth that I would actually say, oh, yeah, man, she's supposed to, especially using the word.
Right.
Yeah, she's supposed to be my help, me, my support, and all of this thing. And we had answer as soon as I opened my mouth. Da, da, da.
So she was dividing you. She mm-hmm. was taking y'all, separating y'all to whispering in your ears for you to look at your wife differently. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm. So the result of it.
Without us going into, you know, like a lot of, too much. Too much. That's mm-hmm. basically how it was.
Okay.
Yes.
So now we're going to talk about the healing time and the healing process with all of this. Of course, we want to know, we're going to take a quick break, but we want to know how did God begin to heal y'all and rebuild the trust that y'all had? Because I'm most certain you felt betrayed.
Yes.
Because he was more on her side. I can imagine that, right? So we didn't even have time to talk about how you felt in the midst of all of this. Because if my husband was to go, if he knows someone don't like me and I don't like someone, and he's still around them, I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I have a serious problem with that. So I can't wait. Hey, Katrina, how you felt for 2 seconds, and then we can talk about how God healed y'all. All right? So let's take a quick break. We get back to this show as soon as these people have paid the bills.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
At Emmanuel Medical Center, we promote and encourage physical, mental, and spiritual health and wellness in an affordable, evidence-based package. Our team of medical professionals offer a wide range of services, including hypertension, diabetes, and cholesterol management, child and adolescent health care, primary health care for adults, confidential screening and management of STIs, as well as a full suite of mental health services. Give us a call today to schedule your appointment at 393-9355. That's 393-WELL, Emmanuel Medical Center, helping you achieve wellness.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Eric has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Air Wick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Air Wick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. So, y'all, we are pressed for time, and so we're going to get straight into how God healed their marriage, because we all know that it was tension, because here it is, your husband, they know you had an issue with a particular person in the church, and he's still up and up under their face and still ministering and all these different things while I home or if I'm home, I'm in somebody else's church, but my husband ain't by my side. So I can understand the hurt in that. And then I can also understand the hurt where Dion is saying, my wife isn't by my side. Mm-hmm. She's not there with me. She's not listening to me. And she's not seeing how I'm serving or doing whatever needs to be done. And then tension in the home where the children are being affected and impacted by it. So at some point, God had to intervene. When did this happen? And what happened?
So he did intervene. And it started for me when he said I needed to go and focus on me. And I went and I started therapy. Mm. And it helped a lot. And it also, without going into all of that, I went through all of the timelines in terms of how long therapy was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And then my therapist, she had invited me to church. At first, I did not want to go because at that time, I didn't want anything to do with church people. I was finished with church people and church leaders and anything like that. But because of the kindness of God, what he did is he used my therapist to, he used my therapist to reintroduce me to his love. Mm. And I remember saying I wanted to get to know the God that she knew. Now, let me tell you how God was so tricky with that. He didn't let me know that my therapist was a pastor, because if he had that she was a pastor, I promise you, I would have not been sitting in front of her. So that's how it started for me. And of course, I am okay with saying the church that I went to. It was Legacy Church. I went there, and that's when I really got to know God in an intimate way, and I started to work on my relationship with God. And, like, I want people to know that this is a real experience for both Dion and I and a lot of persons that experience church hurt. We're not just talking from being, it's not about being corrected, but it is has more to do with us being manipulated, controlled, and gaslighted from a spiritual setting, and it left a deep wound. But even in that, with God's help and those he placed in our lives, our view of this entire journey changed. We believe in the local church. And we believe, we never stop believing in God's ability to heal and restore. And that is why we now lead a life group called Churches That Heal. God did in our marriage. Because what he did, not just for me, but also Dion and also our children.
Mm. In the bio, you said God brought your marriage into a Tov place. Can you explain what Tov means and how you've experienced it in your relationship?
So, I've always shared, or both of us, we always shared, especially the more God bring us into the revelation of what, when he said that the two became one, what it means. And we know that we started out in the permissive will of God. So when I think about the phrase, it is good for a man to be alone, the Lord began to give me, pardon me, it's not good for a man to be alone, right? The Lord reminded me of how marriage is done today, right? It's done from like there's this separateness instead of this togetherness. So in Hebrew is used for good. There is tov, which means more than just feeling good. It means wholeness, completeness, and functioning exactly as God's designed. Mm. And so when God said it was good for man to be alone, he was speaking about something deeper than companionship. He was pointing to God's, his design for us to be whole and complete in relationship. So when I said tov is like, we saw God literally heal us inwardly, like internally. We saw where he began to show us his love. We began to develop an intimate relationship with him until So even the wounds, when it came to the wounds, like the other day, Dion and I were having an argument. Well, no, one day he woke up and he was like, mm-hmm. where do you think this marriage is supposed to go? It's where we allow each other to look into each other mm-hmm. in terms of intimacy. So that's what he has been doing with me. Like, not just me, but also my husband and also my children. So it's like this legacy of healing and wholeness. So it's not just where Tov is just, it's only me working on me. It's like there's this, like Dion used the word, like that. There's this legacy where we are all, my entire family, like there's this level of complete wholeness and restoration, not just staying with us, but it's like a river where it is passed on to those that we come in contact with and our relationship with God and even our kids.
I love that. I love that. Now, Dion, let me ask you a question. What advice would you give to couples or individuals currently going through church hurt or spiritual abuse, especially in this time, in this season now?
We learn.
You got 1 minute.
We learn to heal by watching others. Mm. Okay? That's why Jesus had to come as an ultimate example. Our relationship with him vertically is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Once we allow God to start to transform us inwardly, regardless of what our situation is, the closer we get with him, then we express vertically. Sorry, we express horizontally. Okay. To my wife, it started where God did such a work in both of us individually, and we started to each start to heal or start to express his kind of love toward each other. And then that spilled over with the children. Then that spilled over with every person we actually got in community, who we came in contact with. Mm-hmm. I can't even add more to that because really and truly, the most important relationship with God, the most important relationship is with God.
I believe that. I believe that. And guess what? What I've gathered through your testimonies, right, is that, look, we have to understand as individuals, especially those who have a relationship with God, is that his voice is prominent. That is ultimate. Nothing else matters. Okay? That is first point blank. That's who you listen to. His word says, my sheep hears my voice. They know it and they obey it. And so for us as believers, we have to be mindful of, hey, you cannot put your trust in man. The Bible says when you put your trust in man, you bring a curse on yourself. You put your trust goes in Jesus Christ. So when God tells you something, and this is someone who's tuning in now, but you have a leader or someone else telling you something else, and you go against God's voice and you go to that particular voice, you have now made that other voice an idol.
Yeah.
All right? So I wanted you to be mindful of that. I want you to be mindful of the fact that the enemy would love for us to confuse God with the brokenness of people, especially for those who've had church hurt. So that what he would try to do is say, hey, man, you won't be able to see that the leader is broken. You would only see the fact that they trying to hurt you, so they're supposed to be a man or woman of God, so I'm going to go ahead and just go against God altogether. We have to be mindful of that. Be mindful of that we are all still human, and we don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. So when someone has broken your heart, someone has embarrassed you at the pulpit, bring you down, or whatever, have you in a particular congregation, you don't put what they have done in the same category as your relationship with Christ, okay? And then in the midst of all of that, if it means having to leave the church, whatever you are led to do, go ahead and do it. Do not let anyone manipulate you into staying into something. This is not a cult. Churches are not cults. There are many different ways that you could serve, and whoever's listening and tuning into me right now, you could use your voice, your dance ministry, your ushering, whatever it is that you have available to you somewhere else or however God wants you to lead. Don't think that because you leave this church, there's a curse on you, because there's a lot of pastors who say that.
Yes, definitely.
That's okay, but what we're going to do we're going to do it with integrity. We're going to do it the right way. So if we have to say, hey, this is what I'm doing, I'm leaving, it's got to be a letter, you leave that letter and you go. Exit stage left. All right? So I had to make mention of that. go ahead and allow God to use you. Hear his voice first. Whenever you see that there's an issue going on, you go ahead and you pray about it. God, how can I leave? Or what is it that you're teaching me in the midst of all of that? All right? Now, if you are, for those who are, need healing and restoration, of course, you can always find therapists and coaches that could help you in this process, people you can trust to help you go through this. All right? So we want to thank you, Deanna Katrina, for being a part of Your Lane Talk Show. Thank you to all of our listeners. Of course, we only had an hour, and the hour has come and gone. And so we want to thank all of our sponsors, Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Emmanuel Medical Center, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, and Tropical Gyros. And so guess what? We in this thing where we're doing a series called Won't He Do It? So if you have a testimony that you want to share, come on, give us a call, 376-8689. Let us know what your testimony is about so we can get you on this month, all right? Now, thank you once again, everyone. Until next time, God bless you and happy Sunday.